Blog Talk Radio.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace, there's a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs want a beast and I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Midnight Madness. I am your host, Corey Panarolo, and alongside me is my co-host, John Fanta. And before we start the show tonight, John, I just want to acknowledge and lament the death of an NFL quarterback, a legendary quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, Ken the Snake Stabler. From 1973 to 1979, Stabler was the starter of the most exciting team of the 1970s. My dad would talk about him all the time, and he's not even a Raiders fan. While the Raiders won just one Super Bowl during that span, they won 74 regular season games and 7 postseason games during Stabler's tenure as a starter. Such a fantastic career for such an entertaining character. Rest in peace, Snake. You will be missed. John, but the show must go on. The madness continues, and John, we have a new segment to debut tonight. But before we do so, we always have to tip off the show. So, John, we turn to you, partner. What's on your mind in the sports world today?
It is Serena Williams. She is dominating again. Serena beating Maria Sharapova handily. 6-2, 6-4 in the Wimbledon semifinals. The match only took 79 minutes. It was Williams' 17th straight win over Sharapova. Williams has won 34 of 37 sets during her decade-long run of dominating Sharapova. 6-2, 6-4. Serena won 25 of her 29 first serve points for a percentage of 86. She had 13 aces. It's all in the serve. She dominates simply with her serve. It starts with that. She rolls with it. That serve has continually been her rock. How good is the serve? Serena's fastest serve of the day in the semifinal win, 123 miles per hour. That would have ranked her at number 64 among the men who played in the tournament. The 64th fastest among the men. That's ahead of exactly half the field on the men's side. Rafael Nadal's fastest serve clocked in at 124 miles per hour. Serena's fastest serve, 123 miles per hour. While they are two different games on the men's and women's side, one thing is for sure, Serena Williams, now facing Muguruza this upcoming weekend, all I can say is, Muguruza better be ready for Serena Williams. Nothing tells me Serena is losing in the Wimbledon finals. This is a great, great era in women's tennis for a player. She could go down as quite arguably the greatest to ever play the game on the women's side. She's got quite arguably the best serve on the women's side. And frankly, in our world of sports, which is ever-changing, I don't think we truly realize how great of an era this is in women's tennis. I understand it's a sport that doesn't get as much attention, but I think it's our job as sports followers to start tracking this, to see what Serena does this upcoming weekend. because she's putting something special together. Choosing to not watch, well, you're missing out. Corey?
John, my rant tonight is quite simple. We take a look at an NBA franchise that, in my opinion, potential to make the 8-seed playoff push in the Western Conference if they can keep their heads on straight. Yes, the Sacramento Kings, a Los Angeles in and around area team that doesn't get much, but you know, show and action. You know, it's all the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers, the Clippers. Well, that may not be the reason very soon. Sacramento Kings Vice President Vlad Divac admitted Thursday that the relationship between George Karl and Senator DeMarcus Cousins isn't pretty right now, but said he is working on getting everybody, quote-unquote, on the same page. Appearing on the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio, Divac talked about the rocky relationship between his coach and star player. Divac, quote, "Well, I'll be honest with you, it's not pretty right now. But I'm focused on bringing a better team this year, and I think I did a pretty good job in this free agency, and now I'm going to be focused on the two of them," he said. Listen, Sacramento, you have the potential. You just got Rajon Rondo. You're not a bad team. You have the youth. You have a talented center in Cousins. You have a great rookie. You have a true point guard. You have a sharpshooter in Bellinelli. Get it together. You have potential. This show, and show the state of California that there is another team to be reckoned with. John, that is my rant. Not too long. Try to keep it short and sweet because I want to get to this new segment. I think a lot of our listeners will like it. And for those listening in, if you want to call in and talk anything regarding sports, not much gone on, you know, on in the past couple of days, but 516-387-1570. We do have a caller on the line. John, we're going to get to him. 440-503-2188. Hi, you're on the show. Who is this?
How's it going?
How's it going? What's your name?
Martin, from Cleveland.
Martin. By any chance, the co-host brother?
Yeah, how's it
going, Corey?
How's it going,
Martin? John?
Just some big news today in Cleveland. A lot of people are pumped up because a lot of Cleveland Cavaliers just signed back for next season, like LeBron James, obviously, Iman Shumpert and Kevin Love, a lot of excitement here. But a big key factor is the Cleveland Indians tonight just swept the Houston Astros, one of maybe the best team in baseball. And I think the pitching has just been dominating this season. And I think the hitting has been a little off and on. You know, we have seen some bad outings by the hitting performances of the Indians. But you got to look at this pitching staff, and I think it's one of the first times in the history of baseball that we've had four starters before the All-Star break with over 100 strikeouts.
John, I'll let you analyze and respond to this as a Cleveland fan. What does this mean for your Indians?
Well, Marty's exactly right, because it is the first time that we've seen four pitchers with at least 100 Ks. The Tribe's actual pitching staff ERA is 16th in Major League Baseball at 3.88. But they just keep getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And in the month of July, the Indians have been flat out filthy. Their ERA is down to 2.92. And the starting pitching's been tremendous. The addition of Cody Anderson tonight, only giving up a run. He was fantastic, only gave up three hits. And the Indians taking 3 of 4 from Houston. The amazing thing is, though, Martin, nobody's catching the Royals. I mean, Cleveland is still 10 games back.
Yeah.
The Twins are 5.5 back. They've gone downhill. The Tigers are 7 back and missing Miguel Cabrera. I think the Indians still have a run in them. It's not going to be to win this division, but maybe they hang around the wild card race. If they can hang around the wild card race, it's because they're starting pitching, though. Carrasco's been fantastic. On top of that, Trevor Bauer's emerged. The job Mickey Callaway's done is impressive, but disappointing because the Indians don't have enough offense. And it's plain and simple. They just don't have enough. They will hang around in the wild card, I think, but nobody's catching the Royals.
Marty, any last words?
All right, that's it for him. But I agree with Marty, though, in that the Indians' pitching has been that good. The Cavaliers, Corey, we expected this. LeBron James with the 2-year deal, he he will opt out after this upcoming year. It's for well over $40 million, but he'll opt out after this upcoming year and then take even more money with the TV agreement in place in the NBA and the salary cap on the verge of going up. It's just a case of LeBron James just confirming at the Cavaliers, the good organization that they are, that they will keep the pieces and the assets in play and keep LeBron James happy. They kept him happy. LeBron's got his movie, Trainwreck. It just opened up tonight in Akron. I know that we'll have to see it with our friends over at Reading Cinemas. That we haven't done a movie Monday. We'll have to do a movie Monday in a couple weeks with Trainwreck. But LeBron James is a happy man right now. And you know what? People criticize him for taking a lot of money and for always trying to master the system. You know what, Corey? I give the guy credit. I do. He has mastered the system of dominating his sport. I mean, everything revolves around one man, LeBron James. Not like it did for one night with DeAndre Jordan. Everything revolves around LeBron James every single damn day. And don't fault him for that. Give him credit for that. When he was a member of the Miami Heat as a Clevelander, it hurt. But I never denied he's the best player in the NBA. So LeBron James signing the big deal, and the Cavaliers just have to finalize Tristan Thompson, and that's really the remaining piece. And then do they get Jamal Crawford, or what do they really do? They've been in talks with several different guys. Joe Johnson was in talks with them. I don't like that idea. I do like Jamal Crawford. Getting Mo Williams back was huge. I think it's safe to say it's the Cavs and everybody else in the East, Corey. I'll ask you this. If there's a team after the Cavs, you brought a couple up to me tonight when we were munching on some wings. Who's that team right behind the Cavs that's the biggest threat to them entering next year? Is it the one with the best point guard or one of the best point guards in the NBA, Mr. Wall?
I'm going to have to – not say the Wizards. John, I want to go with the Miami Heat. And this also it's going to come down to health. But Justice Winslow has been playing superb in the Summer League Bowl. Dwayne Wade went healthy, John. I know the way he played and his style of basketball he's not going to have the longest career. But when he's healthy, John, he's one of the best players in the NBA. You have to give credit when credit is due. Chris Bosh is still a very good forward in this league. Hassan Whiteside has emerged to be one tenacious rebounder and a ferocious shot block king. Goran Dragic is a very good point guard. We've seen what he was able to do in Phoenix. And like I said, with Winslow, they just got Gerald Green today. I think this Miami team will give Cleveland some fits and issues. Like we said, Cleveland is a clear frontrunner to come out of the East, without a doubt. But we saw in the Eastern Conference playoffs this year that there was no team stopping the Cavs. No one, they didn't have any issues. They didn't. There was no one that, you know, I really am struggling for words here. No one really gave them, you know, a fight for the money, I guess you could say. And this, you know, this new Miami Heat team, this new look team, Pat Riley, you know, what he did, what he's able to do in free agency. I'd watch out for the Miami Heat, John. I think they're going to be able to make some noise in this Eastern Conference. But now, John, school is coming up in around the month, and this will lead perfectly into our new segment.
It's only July 10th. Let's not scare the kids too much.
Our new segment, John, class is in session. Very simple game. I will give you an MLB team.
Play that again. Play that again. I got to hear that again. That was well done. That was well done. One more time. Yes. Love it.
May want to start your summer reading, everybody, but...
What'd you get? Three.
John, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you an MLB team, and you will give them a report card grade summing up their team's performance as All-Star break is around the corner. After you finish giving your grade, then you will proceed to give me a team in the NBA to grade their job in free agency and maybe some things they need to do this upcoming season. Mr. Fanta, are you ready to give out some grades?
Absolutely.
All right, we are going to start with a team, and we don't know They don't have all-star talent necessarily, but for some odd reason, they're always atop of the MLB. John, the St. Louis Cardinals, what grade do you give them as the all-star break approaches?
No, it's an A+. I mean, they're 31-11 at home. They're 56-30 overall. They do have some all-star talent. There's no doubt about that. This team, dominating. The NL Central for most of the way. With the Pirates and the Cubs, the Pirates are 15 games over 500. They're 15 games over 500, and they're 5.5 games back in the NL Central. 5.5 back! I mean, Yadier Molina, a 292 hitter that just keeps getting it done. Johnny Peralta, 289 hitter. They've gotten it from the start. Colton Wong, Jason Hayward's been a nice addition. Matt Carpenter. They don't have a lot of power hitting. That's not necessarily it. They don't have a lot of power hitting. They just get it done offensively, but it's the pitching staff. This is one of the best eras in pitching that we've seen from a franchise in quite some time. I mean, it's filthy. Carlos Martinez with a 2.52 ERA, 113 strikeouts. It's just amazing. It's amazing with Adam Wainwright, the fact that he's only been only ended up having 4 starts, that this pitching staff can pick it right up, that Michael Wacha can be as good as he's been. I just watched him really battle against the Cubs, and even though they took the lead against him last night, he still battled. This team gets an A+. They get an A+ from me. We turn to the NBA, and we're giving out grades here. Class is in session. Corey Ponarelli, your grade for the New York Knicks.
Oh boy. I hope we don't get any angry calls from New York or mean tweets on Twitter, but I'm going to have to get C-. And that's being a little bit generous. So maybe they got a little extra credit points, but signing Kylo Quinn from Orlando and players like Aaron Afalo aren't going to better your chances of getting into the NBA playoffs. I mean, the East is very, very weak. Carmelo Anthony went healthy. He's a top 10 player in the NBA. John, the KPI Porzingis pick, and they're not – New York is a very attractive area, obviously. Now, you would expect players to come play for New York, but now it's the mentality of players is, I want to go somewhere, I want to be successful, and I want to have, a shot at a title. You see with David West, Indiana had an all right team, obviously, but he took minimum amount of money, took the veteran minimum, and went to go play in San Antonio because he wants, to be successful and to make something out of his career. The Knicks, this all started on draft night. Melo wasn't happy. I don't know what they can do, but C-, and that's being generous. They need to get maybe Zach Randolph. I don't see him leaving Memphis, but they need a couple more pieces. Listen, they don't need all-stars right away. They don't need all-stars, but get players who can play basketball at somewhat of a high level. Like I said, no need to be all-stars, just players who can, score, who can shoot, who can rebound efficiently. C-, John. But now we turn back to the MLB, a team that's shown signs of surprising signs of, greatness, but I've also been on the downhill. John, a rival team to the Cardinals, not the White Sox, but the Cubs in Chicago. John, break them down for me. What do you give them in a grade?
Well, I'll tell you what. And call me generous, but for the Chicago Cubs, a franchise that has been really waiting to start to turn the corner, I give Joe Maddon, I give this franchise an A-. And it's hard to believe I'm giving a third-place team an A-, but they keep getting better and better and better. They just took both the day and night end of a doubleheader with the St. Louis Cardinals earlier this week. They could have easily had last night, but they lost that game. Why are the Cubs getting an A- from me? Because Joe Maddon has changed the culture. They're 46-38. Anthony Rizzo is a star. Chris Bryant is a star. Rizzo's hitting .296, 16 homers, a .408 on base percentage. Starlin Castro's been solid. He needs to have a better second half. Dexter Fowler, Chris Conlon, they need to be better. But overall, for Rizzo and Bryant to be powering this franchise, it's a special story because that's what we really felt had to happen for the Cubs to start to turn the corner, and that's what has happened. And then out of their pitching staff, Jake Arrieta with a 2.80 ERA, Jason Hamill, 2.86, John Lester's been solid. I mean, he's been good enough. He's not been great, but he's been good enough. And he's got to be better in the second half. I give him an A-minus, though, just because the Cubs have been so stuck. You know they've been stuck for a long time, and it's good to see that the Cubs are going to be playing very valuable baseball here in the second half. I mean, we take a look at the wild card standings right now, and in the NL, how about this, folks? In the NL, you've got the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs occupying the first two spots, and the Cubs are three games up in the second spot. If today the playoffs started, we'd have the Pirates and the Cubbies in a wild card playing game. So this is pretty wild.
Wow.
And that's why I give the Cubs an A-minus, because they're finally starting to turn the corner, and I'm buying into the Chicago Cubs. I think the team to watch, though, on their tail is the San Francisco Giants. That's the one team that scares me the most. But outside of them, in the wild card, Pirates and Cubs, I got them going ahead, going the distance. I really am starting to buy into them. I'm starting to think that the Giants, that they could potentially fade away because I'm not seeing them get enough pitching. Let's turn to the NBA now. Corey, your grade for the Sacramento Kings.
The Sacramento Kings. Well, we talked about them early on our tip-off segment. DeMarcus Cousins, I love. I love Colley Stein. 7 feet tall, can rebound, can block shots, good defensive anchor. Rondo, I love Rondo, but this is where it comes down to. We're going to give them a B. I love Rondo. He has the ability to play at a high level. Defensively, one of the best point guards. Defensively, now people say, okay, offensively, he's not the greatest, which I understand, but he can pass the ball. He can get DeMarcus the ball in situations, easy scoring situations, and that's what I think Sacramento wants, a point guard that will help and feed Cousins for easy opportunities, like Chris Paul does for Blake and DeAndre. I like Bellinelli a lot as a shooter. 3-point contest winner, he can hit. Darren Collison off the bench is not terrible at all. So I think this team did well in the offseason. You know, listen, there's a lot more offseason to go. You know, who knows who they can grab. And, you know, a B will be a satisfying grade for me. And I think, listen, the head case and everything, I can't make that decision if that's going to be a problem or not. Cousins, obviously, a hothead. Rondo's a hothead. But if things mellow out and this team plays basketball and focuses on winning and their chemistry is high, I really think that this team can make some noise in the West. And that is why they are deserving of a B, an average grade of B. So, John, back to the MLB, back to the diamond. Maybe we can get one or two more grades dished out here. This is a team that kind of confuses me whether I instill my trust in them, if they can be a good team in the MLB. John, break down the Nationals for me. Give me a grade for them. Very unique team, but have been playing well as of late.
Yeah, they get a B for me. They're 25-16 at home, 46-38 overall. Nothing too surprising out of them. Pretty much what I expected for the Washington Nationals. Look, Max Scherzer's been very good. Steven Strasburg, got to see about his health. If they don't have him for the long term, I mean, they're a B team in the playoffs, too. They're not a World Series team. Okay, Bryce Harper's been a beast. He's been a beast. You know, Escobar's been a beast. Both hitting well over 300. So I give him a B. I got to see more, though. I think that, you know what, they could maybe use somebody else. That lineup, it's good. It's not great. Everybody could use a little bit of offense. Harper does it all, Corey. That's a big burden still for him to carry. And we know when he's gotten hurt before, they get crushed. So, like their pitching, I do. I think that their pitching certainly is there with Scherzer. And then, you know what, Zimmerman's been good. Gio Gonzalez has it in him to be better. But they need Strasburg to be the healthy Strasburg that we know he can be. They need him to do it in the back half of the season. We shall see. Drew Storm with 25 saves. That's impressive. Let's continue on giving out grades here. It's classes in session. I think we can give out a couple more. And, Corey, I am going to turn to the, let's see, the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks. Love their defense. Love the addition to Greg Monroe. Helps a little bit of the post play. Let's give them a B+. Now, what they needed to address is offense. They were one of the best defensive teams in the NBA in last season. Monroe brings a little bit of offense on the low block. Antetokounmpo needs to offensively maybe increase his range when it comes to shooting. He's very athletic. Defensively, he's very good. But also I want to see what Jabari Parker brings to this team when he comes back. He was injured. He tore his ACL in the beginning of last season, did not play. Michael Carter-Williams is a very unique point guard. He turns the ball over a lot, but he's very true, I guess, when it comes to being a point guard. He's very good on defense, gets a lot of steals. He, a couple years ago, was averaging triple-double numbers, so that shows that he can do it all. I'm going to give them a B+, because even, John, when we were watching at school a year ago, they were giving Chicago some problems. And we even said that Chicago is the second best team in the Eastern Conference, in the Eastern playoffs, I guess you could say. So I think the Bucks are on the rise, and I'm going to give them a B+. I like what they did with Greg Monroe, and I think they're going to be a team that will be able to make some noise in this upcoming NBA season as well. John, we have 3 minutes left on the show. I say we can dish out two more grades, one in the MLB and then one more in the NBA before we sign off for tonight. John, this is another team. I haven't watched much of them, but my dad has been telling me that they're a little up and they're a little down as well. Break down these the Oakland A's for me.
Oh, boy, they've been all over the place. I mean, I'm going to give them a C. I'm not impressed with them. I like their pitching, but they're just another example of a team that hasn't been able to get it done because they just don't have the bats. And they're missing Josh Donaldson. They really are missing him. This is not a team that's going to the playoffs, barring a major run. I'm going to give them a C. They just don't have enough power. They're missing Cespedes. They're missing Donaldson. Simple as that. Corey, let's go to you. And I'm trying to think of an intriguing team to pick here. What do you think of the Portland Trailblazers in NBA free agency? Al Farouk Aminu, the first major free agent signing.
I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when I give this team. I want to give them a C+. And they let go of West. They let go of Batum. They traded Batum. Aldridge packed his bags. Robin Lopez packed his bags. And then you look at his new lineup with Kanter. They just gave a max deal to Ed Davis, Al Farouk Aminu, and whoever wants to start the two for them is still a question mark. But it's Damian Lillard is a fantastic point guard. Offensively, he's great. Al Farouk Aminu is going to surprise a lot of people. Defensively, he's a fantastic defender. Offensively, creating his own shot, he may not be fantastic at, but Lillard creating a double team, he may be able to do something. Ed Davis was very tenacious in Memphis, so I like him a lot. And in Los Angeles, he wasn't well. Kanter has a lot of potential. In Utah, he showed that. I don't know if he's going to be fantastic, but I'm going to go C+. And maybe they can get a couple extra credit points to get him to a B- as the NBA season rolls on. But, John, 49 seconds left in the show. I hope you enjoyed this Classes in Session segment. We definitely get another Classes in Session segment going on maybe towards the end of the year in the MLB, maybe start of the NFL season. But we may be taking the weekend off, but if we have a surprise show here and there, we will definitely let you guys know on social media. You can follow our actual radio/podcast account at Midnight Mad JFCP. You can follow John Fanta at John_Fanta on Twitter. My personal account, where you may crack a smile or two, C_Ponce. And my professional at Corey_Ponerolo. John, partner, always a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed Classes in Session. Let's get the school bell one more time, my friend.
That's right.
We love it. Partner, always good to do this show with you. A fantastic insight as always, my MLB go-to guy. And John, enjoy the night and let the madness ride on. Good night, everyone. Take it easy.